Welcome, everybody, to House 6, our movie podcast about movies. We are currently on our mosey through the Oscar winners for Best Picture. And this week we have Cimarron from 1931. Thomas, did you want to say, or were you just saying one?
Doing the one thing again.
Okay, doing the one. That always messes me up.
Why is it always with me, too? Like, everybody does one. But
because you're sticking like, it there. You're here. Like, one. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold us on a second.
So before we get that to the actual movie, I always ask you guys to describe the movie in three words or less. So can you do that for me this time? Who wants to go first?
I got one.
Okay, go ahead, Thomas.
Yancey the Uberman.
Uber,
man? Uber.
I'm just thinking of like Uber.
Superman.
Yeah,
Uber.
Yeah, my brain more goes to like Yancey or Goku.
Jared, you got one?
I don't have one. I'll give it to you at the end.
Okay, I'm gonna go with Western Citizen Kane.
Wannabe Citizen Kane.
All right, so a little background on the awards for that year. The 4th Academy Awards were held in November 10th, 1931 at the Biltmore Hotel in Los Angeles and broadcasted by KHJAM Radio. Lionel Barrymore of the famous Barrymore acting family was the first person to be nominated for two different categories and one for Best Actor for his performance in A Free Soul. Born in 1878, he is the earliest born Best Actor. Jackie Cooper was the first child nominated for Best Actor. He is the second youngest Oscar nominee ever and remains the only actor under 18 to receive a Best Actor nomination.
Wasn't that, I think that was like one of the first comic book movies too. It was that he's nominated for.
Yeah, it's he like, was, what was it called?
It's like Skippy.
So, that'd be weird to be nominated for that nowadays. But the movie, Cimarron was the big winner of the night, being nominated for a record-breaking 7 different categories and being the first film to win 3 awards. Directed by Wesley Ruggles, it is the first Western to win an Oscar and remained the only Western to win an Oscar for almost 50 years. The film stars Richard Dix and Irene Dunn. It was RKO's most expensive film production at the time and the studio's first Best Picture winner. Shot at a ranch outside Los Angeles during the Great Depression, the film cost $1.5 million, which is about $28 million. Adjusted for inflation. In scenes that included more than 5,000 costume actors, 28 cameramen and their staff were used. It was a critical success at the time. However, it would take a re-release in 1935 to regain some of its investment. So before we get into the actual plot of this movie,
they're both dying. I know what's going on.
Cracking up, man.
You can't save Ruggles.
Let's see, Ruggles.
That's his name.
I know.
That's what set you off.
Well, I looked at Jared, and Jared just went, "Oh, I'm crying."
Okay. While we let them recover, let's just say you can follow us on Instagram. We're at Instagram. Is that the same account, Thomas?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Instagram / Hell 6 Movies Podcast. Twitter. No, that's not the same one.
It's the good stuff. That's Good Stuff Productions.
Okay. And then Twitter, right? We're still Hell 6 Movie Pod there?
Yeah, I can't change that yet. What's going on?
And then if you want to email us at hell6moviepodcast@gmail.com. Visit our YouTube site. We have a YouTube channel for House 6. Also visit the main channel, That's Good Stuff, where you can find other videos for like new releases. House 6 has pretty much transitioned to older releases, which is cool. And
until
then
we get to the newer stuff.
Yeah, it's gonna be a long time, but
it was 100 years. We'll get there.
Yeah, so follow us. We're still going to do the audio portion of this, but if you want to check out the video one too, you can always do that. So Cimarron, guys, we usually start out by talking about the lead characters. And this one, we get a leading man. We've gone back and forth of whether we like the leading man in these early movies. So what did you guys think of Yancey? What's his whole name? Yancey Cravat.
Of course his name is Cravat. Dude, I don't know about Yancey. Like, does he just do everything? I mean, I think he just does everything. Like, really?
Yeah, he's a lawyer. Like,
he's a lawyer. He's a newspaper gunfighter, frontiersman. Apparently, he's also an oil rig firefighter for some reason.
Did he lead church too one day?
Yeah, he's a preacher as well.
He is the
expert
man.
Businessman.
Everyone, horseman. Everyone pretty much knows him.
Yeah, I
random I hooligans.
I told you he's Goku. Great everywhere else, terrible with his family.
Oh, is that what you were going for?
Yeah.
That's actually very accurate. Yeah. I don't know. Like, the Yancey's, I don't know if they're trying to make him like a product of his time or something, but it's kind of weird. Like, he has all this ambition, but he also has like ADHD, I think. And so he can't like focus on what he wants to be. He's like, I'm going to go out to Oregon. Well, I'm going to go out to, I'm not Oregon. I'm going to go to Oklahoma. Well, dang it. I got swindled by some hooker. So I'm going to be all pissy and then go do something else. And then he becomes a newspaper man, but then he just leaves his wife. He's like, bye. Right after they have a kid, by the way, he's like, yeah, I'm going to go do this. Bye. He's weird.
So the way the movie ends, it makes me think that they were kind of going for Yancey as the kind of prototypical frontiersman. Like, he's like a stereotype of all frontiersmen. So
I heard one reviewer is like the physical manifestation of Manifest Destiny.
Yeah. Any other thoughts on Yancey?
I don't know. He's kind of just like, yeah, kind of just too perfect to really exist, except for the flaw of him being with his family. Because I was like, it started off, and I was like, why does everyone on planet Earth know who this guy is? And then you realize why, because he's everywhere and does everything and just goes to the new places.
It's except like, at home.
It's like, I don't know, it's just like that. It's like we talked about Elon Musk in the Weird Stuff episode. It's like an Elon Musk type character, which I don't know Elon Musk's personal stuff, but I know he has a lot of kids with a lot of different women.
Yeah.
And so it just kind of seems like, you know, they just kind of have that ambitious spirit to seek all that and kind of just like put everything else to the wayside or whatever. But like I said, I don't know Elon Musk's actual story, but with this guy, we see his actual story and how he just kind of abandoned his family. Like, let's go on an adventure. We don't need this anymore. Security, screw it. Babies, they'll be fine on the road. We'll go do something else.
So he did invite them.
He did invite them, but it's just like both of them made the wrong choice when they got together.
Yeah.
And also, like, she was just awful.
Let's talk awful about her a little bit. Yeah. Jared, did you have any words on Yancey before we move to her?
No, I just like the end when it was like, she was like, you can't print that. And he's like, and then the title card is like, he had wanderlust and left for 20 years. And then you'll see until he dies.
Okay. So, yeah, like Michael said, it just does not seem like those two meshed, his wife and him. Her name is Sabro, which is not a name you come across a lot.
I would almost say that like their marriage is one of convenience, but it never seems convenient for either or.
It's like he has to leave or they're going to kill each other.
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, I would say that, yeah.
It's like they're better separated than together. She's kind of racist.
Just kind of.
Just kind of.
I'm about to say, just kind of.
A little, quite a bit classist and
and manipulative of of lower classes. Like, oh yeah. No, I'm not a racist anymore. I even have a Native American daughter-in-law.
Yeah.
I just kept thinking of Flight of the Conchords, and she wasn't racist anymore.
And she kind of gets upset when Yancey wants to do the moral thing, and she's like, no, please. I've worked so hard for this.
That's true. Okay, and that's the thing. Like, so he goes to, like, that boom town in, is it Osage? Is that what it's called?
Osage,
in Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Like, he does this whole effort to get this newspaper, and he's like, you know what? Nah. I'm just going to leave that. And she's like, no. This is a good idea. This is a good idea. We should do this. He's like, no, I'm going to go out to the frontier. Bye.
Yeah. Because he says when they get there, he's like, this is a chance of a lifetime. And then when he wants to leave, he's like, there's a chance of a lifetime over there. So it's like,
Yancey, pick one lifetime. God.
All right. So there's a bunch of supporting characters. Probably the biggest is Dixie Lee, who Thomas mentioned. She's a prostitute.
Lady of the night.
Yeah, and the people talk about her behind her back, and they don't want their kids talking to her. So Yancey's like the only one that stands up for her. He's like, whoever hasn't been a lady of the night, throw the first stone or whatever.
Well, Yancey's probably been one too.
Sure. It's a chance of a lifetime.
I mean, he wasn't in more.
He's building a new empire.
Any other characters stand out to you guys?
Oh my gosh, the stuck-up snobby lady that is just the perfect thing.
Yeah,
like this and her like that. Oh my gosh. Like, just that perfect stereotypical character that seems like a joke, but in this, she's actually a serious character. Man, I was laughing every time she's on screen.
She reminds me of like, every time that Alex does, like, his fancy accent.
100%.
That is what, like, gone through my mind. I'm like, oh, yeah. Oh, my God, it's the same person.
Alex in a dress.
I say.
Goodness.
Good Lord.
I like at the end when they're at that banquet, and there's that French dude with the, like, rope. And she's like, I'm part of the comedian.
She throws it on the floor. I couldn't tell what he was saying.
Dude, the audio in this is terrible.
It's old and rough, but like,
what was it? Those cowboys or whatever at the very beginning, you know, like, when
I didn't catch half of what they said. I was like,
literally sounded like the South Park rabble, 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 rabble.
And the wife in the beginning too, I could not understand her either. It was like, because she says something when he wants to leave Wichita, and I couldn't understand her at all. She's like, I'm going with him or something.
Yeah, the audio definitely did not survive like the 80 years that this is. I'm sorry, 90. Over 100 years. Holy crap. Right, 80 years. Almost, 80 years, sorry. Almost 100 years.
We're getting there.
Time.
All right, so let's get into the plot a little. So this one starts with the big land grab, which basically has tons of extras. They're all in their their carts,
buggies,
wagons.
The wagons. There you go. The wagons.
So I did.
It's a big game of Mario Kart.
I did do like some research. Apparently there were 3,000 costumed extras.
Jesus Christ.
Like, that is a lot of people.
That's what I was thinking. I was watching it. Like, it started, I was like, this can't be fake. This is insane. Like, there's no CG back then. Yeah. So
I'm
many
not mistaken,
people.
This was the most expensive movie made up to that point. Yeah. If I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. This RKO really put it all out there. It's the middle of the Great Depression too. So.
Wow.
And they didn't make their money back.
No.
Well, apparently this was really popular. Though.
Yeah, Hollywood was like the one industry that did really well during the Great Depression. I don't know how they managed it, but I guess they gave people jobs and stuff like that, so it worked out. So in this scene, we got a bunch of people. Yancey's there. He's like, I know where I want to go.
This week?
Yeah. The wife's there, I think. She was there, right?
Yeah, was she?
Oh no, she doesn't go out with him. She goes out with him the second time, because that first time was during the land grab. That's when, is it Dixie Lee? Is that her name?
Yeah,
That's so when she steals that land from him.
How mad would you be at that?
Pretty mad. I'd be pretty mad. I'm not gonna lie.
Also, like the where when her horse fell, because I'm also like thinking of like no CG. Like, did that horse actually break its leg?
Probably.
So it was just straight down. Yeah. Like, God, I'm glad there's like regulations on things like that now, because that was brutal.
I mean, they did. I have seen where they teach horses how to fall like yeah. that, but I'm sure a it lot of horses rough. Got killed. Yeah. So when we're talking about the scene, so Dixie Lee steals it by, she crashes and she's like, oh, help me. My horse, you got to shoot him. And so he's like, okay, I'll shoot it. So while he's shooting him, she runs to this nice pasture with two trees and she puts her stake down. And that would just, I would go over there and pick up the flag and just chuck it. And be like,
snap it in half. No, man.
Not to sound like bad or whatever, but I'm like, it's the middle of Oklahoma.
Yeah,
you know, there's nobody around.
You got more bullets Yancey than that
has,
pistol.
Yancey has a gun. It's like, no, I'm gonna take this. So, I'm just saying.
It's a so weird. After this scene, weird
right.
After this scene, we head back to Wichita, which is where everyone's from. Yancey's a writer out there.
Of course, he is.
So he's like talking to his family and they're like, why do you want to go to Oklahoma? Oklahoma sucks, which we all know.
It does.
Being Texas adjacent over here, we can tell you Oklahoma sucks. But
we got lost in Oklahoma too. It sucked.
I've been there a few times. I don't like it.
Who's beeping? Am I beeping? I don't know. So I don't have much to say about this Wichita scene because, like we said, we couldn't tell what was. It was hard to understand these people talking and stuff. All I know is okay. they didn't want him go, but he wanted to go.
I feel sorry for the African American actors for this because it's obviously they did not put any effort into ADR for these actors. I could not understand a word of what they were saying. Like when they were on the. What's that one kid who was doing the fanning thing or whatever? And then the other serpents that come and rush in to help him after he falls down on the table.
I'm trying to remember.
Remember that?
Isaiah? Isn't
that
Isaiah? Yeah, Isaiah. Yeah. I could not understand a word of what they were saying. Cause like, I don't think they like, don't worry. The microphones will pick up something, I guess. But I felt so sorry for them. Cause I'm like, they're obviously trying, but I don't think anybody's caring. So
after this, we go, they hitch their wagons and they head to Oklahoma. We get a little scene where they're at this campsite. And he's like telling the wife how great it's going to be. And then some robbers come and they're like, hey, we're going to rob you. And he's like, no, because I know you. And they're like, oh, yeah, we do know you. So Yancey's like, you know, be a bud and just get out of here. And they're like, okay, we'll see you later. So that's the power of Yancey.
Just be a bud. Come on.
After that, we get to Osage. It's a real town in Oklahoma, but it's like tiny. It's not like how it is in the movie where it gets gigantic. And so we see a bunch of them building the town up because everyone pretty much just got there and they're building their businesses. Yancey runs into this bully guy at the bar and kind of hates him for some reasons. I guess they have a past, but Yancey's
straight up murders the guy.
Yeah. Yancey, as a newspaper man, he wants his first story to be about finding out who killed this guy. And he has a pretty good idea who did it. And we get to the sermon. Like Jared said, he's invited to give a sermon to the, I guess the church is opening for the first time. So it's like in a tent and they get Yancey. I'm guessing they didn't have a preacher that day. So they got Yancey to do it.
Why would you when you have Yancey?
They probably just asked the preacher to step down and let Yancey go.
Like, do you know who's in town? Yancey.
So Yancey's there. We've already had a couple. Have we had a couple? We've had a shootout in town, right?
Before yeah, he shoot. Shot him, didn't he? No,
they're kind of just like
later. Sorry,
they're kind of just like he shoots his hat off and he shoots his gun.
Yeah, wearing that white hat other, again.
Yeah, I like that white hat, and he like kind of never wears it again. But so Yancey's at the sermon. Dixie Lee comes in, and everyone's all like, "Ooh!" And
I like when he's like talking about ties. He's like, if you don't pay at least $2, I'll kick you out.
Except for the Native Americans. They're okay.
And they're like,
Yeah, and then a Jewish guy comes in too, right? He's like, you can sit in the front row too. So Yancey is just the man of equality in this movie. So he's doing the sermon and he's like, I know who the bad guy is. And the bad guy pulls his gun and he shoots him.
He's pulling out slow too. He's like,
yeah.
What I was amazed about is that Yancey shot that guy with the crowded room that people were like standing in front of Yancey.
Yeah.
In front, I was like, wow. Ow.
Because he's Yancey, Thomas.
He's Yancey. He curved the bullet like it wanted.
Yancey's face looks a little weird when he shoots, though. It's always like, it's like messed up.
That's his concentrated face.
I always think he gets shot because he makes that face. He's always like,
but then when he does get a shot, he totally takes it. He's like, I'm fine. I sort of like flip my guns around and stuff.
Okay, Yancey's just the man.
It's like Kurt Russell or something. So that happens, and then it goes to 1890. They have a baby girl. And then the guy that tried to rob them on the road actually comes back, and he's like shooting up the town. And Yancey's like, hold my beer, I got to go out there.
Dual wields.
Yeah, he's doing this dodging through the like dirt and stuff.
That dive into the dirt was kind of awesome, actually. Into the trench, I was like, "Whoa, go Yancey!"
So he's fighting these guys. There's collateral damage. The kid gets shot, which is kind of sad.
When the outlaw, the kid, was just like hiding under that like. That porch. He's just like he couldn't see him, but he obviously saw him. Yeah. He's just like,
and then he gets shot, and then he like looks over at his horse and he's like, yeah, I'm gonna get away with this. So he runs his horse
runs in the middle.
Yeah, runs his horse. Thinks he can grab a gun and shoot Yancey, but Yancey's too fast.
But it's Yancey. Like, yeah. Come on.
Yancey gets shot in the arm.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he let it. He let that happen.
I wanted to show his dominance.
Yeah. Before there was Chuck Norris, there was Yancey, all right?
Yeah. Yancey
doesn't sleep. He waits for a chance of a lifetime.
So Yancey kills all the bad guys. It's kind of sad because he like walks
He kills
past-
every bad guy.
Every bad guy.
He walks past the kid who's like dying there.
I know.
He's like, help me. And he just like walks past them. But then they bring him in and Yancey like holds him and he's all sad. They get a lot of hanger-ons in their home because they had that kid that they have kids. And then they have the stuttering guy that lives with them. Yeah.
What's his name?
I don't remember. What was his name?
It was hard to like. It was hard to pick out people's names in this too, because like one, I couldn't understand when they were talking half the time. So I'm just like, "Who are you?"
Yeah, I don't remember his name at all.
I honestly forgot. I honestly didn't know his wife's name for a while.
Yeah, and then okay, so it goes to 1898. He's left. He's like, the Spanish-American Civil War has started, and he's gonna go fight it. And they tell us that there's been no word from him. He doesn't write. He's not very nice about writing back to his wife. So she kind of takes over the newspaper business, and they're pretty successful, her and the stuttering guy. They get the job done. And then all of a sudden he comes back, and they're all happy. Yay, he's back. But as soon as he's back, there's a trial for Dixie Lee. She's being arrested. pretty much because the wife wants to arrest her.
She like already has like the printout of her being arrested ready and everything to go.
And then we remember, hey, Yancey's a lawyer, so he can defend her. And he's like, yeah, I'm up to the job. And then he goes
fresh off the trail.
Yeah, we get a trial. He doesn't even get a chance to change. He goes into the courthouse and pretty much just
the other lawyer was an angry man. He was very upset.
Yeah, he wanted to object, but the judge would not let him. So Yancey gives this passionate plea.
Oh, I love that plea because he's like going like this and his hair's like doing this.
His wobble's going.
He had wild hair. I mean, I'm trying to grow my hair as Yancey, like Yancey, but he had some crazy hair. So he gives this in this passionate plea for the prostitute, and he wins. The judge is like, yeah, not guilty. And they're like, yeah, but the wife's kind of mad. She's like, what the heck, man? I tried to put this lady in jail and you got her out. What else happens in this scene? Anything else?
I don't think so.
The wife and him kind of talk about it, and he's like, I still love you. Even though you're
after like 4 years.
Yeah. Even though you're a racist and kind of mean. So we skip ahead again to 1907. There's oil. They find oil in Osage. And we find out that the woman's going to run for... No. Yancey's there, and they want him to run for governor. But he's like, you can't buy me off. Because someone's like, think of what we could do together. Join me. And he's like, no, I don't play that game.
I don't want to be a Sith Lord.
I'm Yancey. I'm Yancey. And then we skip again to 1929. Yancey's left again.
As Yancey does.
The wife is so successful now. She's a congresswoman now, from the state of Oklahoma, which has just become a state. So we get this scene where they're having this kind of banquet for her. I'm not sure what it is, actually, but they're going to unveil a statue, I think. I think that's why they're all there.
Of Yancey.
we meet the kids that are all older now. The daughter's kind of like she's a jerk, too. She's taking after the mom.
It's like that in like 1907, she's like, I'm going to find a rich old white guy.
Yeah.
Later on, she has the rich old white guy. Barely walking around,
because like the son's like, I'm gonna marry my Native American friend, and the mom and the daughter are like, no, what are you crazy? He's like, I love her. So the sister's like, I'm gonna marry a white guy then. It's like, okay. So we meet them at the party, and they're all happy because their mom's congresswoman. But she's like, she gives a speech, and she's like, I'm sorry that you guys couldn't meet my husband. I don't know where he is.
The fabled Yancey.
So after that scene, we're just kind of told what happens to Yancey. We don't see it, I guess, because it would be kind of hard to film.
Yeah, that guy's like, there's a guy, he got crushed, his chest is burst open, it's everywhere, man. I'm like...
Yeah. He was saving people. I don't remember exactly how he saved them. Something about the oil rig was about to blow, and he like.
I think they were gonna try and set it off, but it burst early. So he took whatever they're gonna use and covered himself with it, and it blew up into him. I think I'm not 100% how it works about.
Yeah,
it didn't seem like it was an explosive. It seemed like it was like a pressure thing. I don't know. Beats me.
You know, it puts the scene from Will There Be Blood to shame because Yancey's there.
So Yancey is dying. And so they go tell the congresswoman, they're like, hey, some old hobo saved us.
Old Yance.
And he's like over there. Ben. You call him Old Yance. And she's like, oh, no, that's Yancey. So she runs over there. You can barely recognize him. He's all old now.
I laugh if she ran over there. It's not even him. Oh, sorry. Oh, sorry, sir. Sorry.
Ew.
And they say their goodbyes. And the movie ends when they unveil the statue of the I shouldn't say the Texas man, but the frontiersman. And it's it looks like Yancey. And that's how the movie ends.
There you go.
That's it. So, guys, what did you think about the epic of Yancey as a movie overall?
Also known as Cimarron.
Right. It's called Cimarron. They call the kid Cimarron. It's like a nickname, but that's where that is comes from. But what do you guys think of Cimarron?
Who wants to go?
You have a lot to say, Thomas. Go for it.
Okay, so this was a bad movie. But I did enjoy it because it was it's one of those that we have that it's so bad it's kind of good.
Yeah. It was entertaining.
It was entertaining. It was too long. I will say that. It was too long. Over 2 hours. I'm not sure what other movies that were nominated for Best Picture. But this isn't as bad as Broadway Melody, like at all. Because
not at all.
we could actually follow the plot, even if we couldn't follow the dialogue very well. Which I thought was kind of interesting. Like, hey, cool. I have no idea what they're saying, but I know what's going on. I've also heard, like, what do you call it? People saying that this is like a criticism of the stereotypical, like, Western man. Like, this was basically made like as a parody almost.
Yeah.
Which I think is weird because Westerns didn't really exist all that, like,
I know.
weren't really a thing yet. I mean, you had like Pulp Fiction and stuff.
Yeah, you had like the Great Train Robbery.
Right. But I mean, that really wasn't a thing. So I've heard this was a criticism of, you know, the move west, I guess, like the colonization of the Western states. Mm-hmm. And just how ridiculous, you know, what they thought the ideal man was Yancey, was everything. He could do literally everything because he wanted to. But it was entertaining, I'll say that much. But I'm really, really glad that we're getting out of the 20s and we're heading toward the 30s and 40s because we're going to get some really good stuff. I have never seen Grand Hotel. I know that's our next one. I'm hoping it's good. But I didn't hate watching this, but I will never watch this again. So, yeah. What else we got?
All right, Michael, you want to go next?
Yeah, I was actually surprised. Yeah. So going into like, you know, when I go see these movies, when I get ready to watch these movies, I look on like Google, be like, hey, where can I watch this for free? Can't watch it for free. Fine.
But never.
I was surprised to see that like it's like 50% of Rotten Tomatoes. Like IMDb score is awful on this movie. Yeah. Everyone hates this movie. I actually quite enjoyed this movie. Like, mm-hmm. I thought it was a fun, weird characters. It's not a great movie by any stretch of the imagination. There we go.
There you go.
But like, it just like we talked about earlier, it had things I'd never seen before, like that kind of grabbing of the land right off the bat. Well, one, the crazy scene with everyone running was just mind blowing to me of like that time and how many people are there and how absolutely dangerous that was. Like, that one guy's cart just starts breaking out. I'm like, he's probably actually dead. Like, that dude probably died there. All that wild stuff. But then, like, that idea of just signing over, here's land, go stick a flag in it. Like, that's crazy to me. I was like, I want to learn more about that. But yeah, I found this an interesting, like, time jump. And then them building the city, like, whenever they actually get to the first place where the heck they're going. And they have the like the makeshift town already built up, and he's like, "This is such and such days. This is how fast you can actually work doing all this kind of stuff. How determined all these people are, how excited it is, and we're living an adventure or whatever." But like that kind of like the idea of just like mass spreading out like that is so interesting to me. So I found this movie very interesting in that aspect, and then like the weird quirky character of Yancey, and just what is he going to be next? Doctor, astronaut? What has happened with this man? I don't know.
Deep sea diver.
And then, but yeah, I guess I just found the enjoyment in the contrast or everything of just like his awful wife and then him being this angel but terrible with family. And I don't know. I was entertained and interested through the whole way through, which I really wasn't expecting to because I saw the reviews like, oh man, I don't watch a bad movie. But like I just watched through and I was like, actually really enjoying this. So.
I will say, okay.
No, I was just gonna say, I give it just a. It's a good. I enjoyed it.
Well,
so out of like the bad ones that we've watched so far, I would definitely watch this one again over Broadway Melody.
Oh my god.
Like,
yeah.
I never want to see that movie again like in my life.
Well, that's the thing is that we couldn't even make fun of Broadway Melody. Like none of us would have
it's
a good time.
It's just painful. If we,
it is, but if we all watched this and did the whole make fun of thing like we always do, we would have a good time with this one.
Oh yeah, this would be a blast. This would be a blast to watch just like as a group. Be like, what? Yeah. What is he doing? But we have to watch the subtitles next time. Though.
Just like drink. We need to drink every time Yancey changes careers. So.
I thought. Right, oh, I was gonna say by that point, whenever it gets to 1929, whatever it was, and you know she's old, everyone's older. I thought he was dead, and she was just kind of saying like, "Hey, Yancey lives on, and everyone." So I really didn't expect her to find him anywhere. I thought he was. I thought the statue was going to have like his date of death, whatever. But I was surprised.
You have to accept Yancey into your heart.
Yeah, he will always be in your heart.
Apparently, he was there the whole time, just living as a hobo. We just didn't want to go home.
The lesson is Yancey was there the whole time.
He just didn't want to see his wife. Must have disagreed with her politics.
Guess so. Goodness.
Jerry, what did you think of Cimarron?
I don't know. I didn't really hate it, but I didn't really care for it. This was my whole fear of watching old movies. It's very not for me. I like Yancey. Like, we're all making fun of Yancey. He's fun, but like everything else was just like, I guess. And I guess I just don't like Oklahoma. That was another.
Not
thing.
A great setting. Not a great setting at all.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean,
we're never gonna
right.
have Oklahoma fans.
As a Texan, I don't want them. Stay there. In well, your they, awful, awful roads.
They try to kill you on the highway, and it's very rude.
I saw a dead cow on that highway, and it was terrifying.
Yeah, but I don't know. I didn't really have much to say. I just didn't really. It wasn't. I guess like you guys were saying, it was entertaining, but I'll never watch this again. But I will always remember Yancey.
Okay, Yancey made an impression. Yeah, so I'm kind of where you guys are. I thought it was really entertaining for a watch. It's not particularly great in any aspect. Like the acting's not that great.
Dude, the guy that played Yancey was like, hey, shoot for the stars, kid.
Yeah.
Go all out.
This made him a star. This was the movie that made him a star. So, but it was entertaining. I don't agree with, like, I saw some of the reviews, too, and some, like, the critical response to it now. In its day, it was very popular. People loved it. But now people kind of think that it's, like, stereotypical, and it is, but I don't think it's racist by any means.
It was trying to be progressive.
Yancey's very progressive.
Didn't quite know how to do it.
Yeah, so I think it's just a product of its time. I don't think you can call stuff like that racist. But yeah, it's an entertaining watch. If you are like us and you're going through the history of cinema, this is probably one you wouldn't skip. You would skip Broadway Musical because we all hate that one.
Skip that movie. Never watch that movie ever.
God.
This is so terrible. So as Thomas was saying before, our next movie is Grand Hotel, starring one of the Barrymore that I mentioned earlier.
Drew,
also known as Potter from It's a Wonderful Life.
They've been acting forever, so we'll run into them eventually, I guess, down the road. Yeah, so like, subscribe, and notify yourself for even more good stuff, and we will be back next time. See ya.
Bye.
Okay.
Still notify